Jedi Granville, how are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well, Mr. Justice. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Okay.
Yes, I'm glad we're going to have a full house today.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dr. Tarr is here, and you said Mr. Winter would be here too.
Yeah, and Mr. DuBose will be joining us.
Really?
Yes, I know, it's exciting.
Wow, okay,
Yeah,
cool. And you know
so.
what's weird about this? I've seen all of these films that you've listed.
Nice.
Yes, that's a great thing about
That
that.
is good. Yeah, we're gonna have a good talk. Hello, Dr. Tarr. How are you?
Dr. Tarr.
I'm good.
Yes. Dr. Tarr and I, along with Midnight Gadfly and Professor Feather, had a wonderful, rare get together at Gadfly's house yesterday, and where we spent the day doing some unseen radio and just hanging out. And oh my God, I needed yesterday. It was just such a good time.
Oh my, I laughed really hard. I could not.
Yes, and you were on your comments on Ro on in on
How
Knives and
could they?
Jewels. My God,
How could
they
they
were
not
just
be?
it was just so funny. Oh my God, I look forward to that episode coming out. That is the most fun we have had in a long time. But I agree, we need to get together more often. I think every other month would be fantastic. No.
It didn't matter. Gadfly fell asleep like at 8 o'clock anyway, so it didn't matter.
Oh, did he? He was that was good. I think we just had such a good time. Everyone.
I didn't realize he was doing shots every time he went into the kitchen because he
Oh,
was.
I didn't know that either. He
Oh,
said
he
he was
was.
drinking, but I didn't see anything in his hand, so I didn't.
Oh, no, he was doing shots of vodka. And when
No wonder he fell asleep.
after everybody left, he's, well, first of all, he almost trips over these wires that, where all the mics are at.
Yeah,
And then
yeah.
he's laid out. He almost immediately goes to sleep. And, oh, hey, how about some coffee? Anyway, he gets up and makes coffee. Of
Oh, that's
course, I
great.
have a cup. Yeah. Then he falls back asleep again. So.
That's fantastic. But I brought some goodies over. Now, Jedi Granville has never enjoyed the devil's lettuce. And so I want to introduce
Good
him
for
to that.
you.
If I were coming to G Fest, I would have brought a shit ton of it and you could have enjoyed some.
You're right. And I didn't mean to laugh at his pain, but when he got that stitch from laughing.
Yeah, I thought he was doing a bit at first,
No, I've
yeah.
seen him do this before, and it's just
Okay. So he laughs too hard and pulls a muscle on his side. Is that what happens?
apparently,
God, okay.
apparently.
Yeah, that was
And
Doctor Professor Feather did the pull the stitch, and so he had to go and like lay down and stretch it out. And he came back down like a few months later, but I think we
I
grew up
had to
watching the
tell him,
Three
I'm so
Stooges.
sorry, I'm so funny.
Yeah. We'll try not to be funny going forward. And there's Mr. Donald Winter. How are you, Donnie?
Winter, yes, winter has arrived. And
Oh, can't hear you.
is that Mr. Du Bois? Oh my
Yeah.
God.
Can you hear me now? Ah, there we are. There you
Yes,
are.
perfect.
And there's Billy. How are you, sir?
All right, how are you guys?
I'm
Sorry to
doing
interrupt.
well. No, it's good, man. It's all good. I'm so glad that you all made the time to join us today for this. My co-host Chop Top,
Second.
he's not going to be with us today, but that's all right. We have plenty of people to talk about these wonderful movies. If you've not seen it, Dr. Tarr, Billy made arguably the best fan film Godzilla film ever made, Godzilla Battle Royale,
You're too kind,
and
man.
it's fantastic. It's better than Godzilla Final Wars. I will stand by that. I will die
What
on it.
isn't?
But
I
Billy's
hate
movie
you.
is so much fun. It is just
Why?
so much fun. It's a love letter to the genre.
I'll say I'm a big fan of Final Wars, so
Oh, are you? Oh, sorry.
it's actually my number two favorite Godzilla film.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Wow. What's your number one?
I mean, by default, it's always the original, but
Gojira. Okay.
I will defend that. I will defend that film to the bitter end. I
That's
would
okay.
love it.
I like Son of Godzilla too, so it's just like I'm
Man,
all over too.
I can even find the most positive thing to say out of the worst Godzilla film, which I thought was Raids Again or
Oh, see, I like Godzilla Raids Again. I really do.
Yes, I
Yeah.
have to go with him on that one. That one's pretty bad. That one,
I
I struggle with
like it.
that.
It's a very different one. I think because I found it late in life and I didn't even know it existed.
Oh,
And then I'm like, because I was living with Tim Bean at the time.
it's just so
And we're like,
boring.
Godzilla Raids Again? There's another one? There's one? What? And so we watched it. I'm like, yeah, it's a different vibe, but I kind of like it. I like seeing the aftermath of Gojira. I mean, you really see it's almost a really more of a direct sequel and
Oh,
building this
yeah.
continuity, you know.
Wait.
And no, it feels very cheap and kind of
Oh, it's
rushed
very
compared to
cheap.
Gojira.
Yeah, it
You
was
know,
fun.
yeah.
It was a rush
But
job.
he's like, oh shit, this movie made money. We better get on the next one. But there's something about it that I like, you know, and I would rather watch that than like Mega Gearis any day, you know. It's just some of those. But that's what this is great about talking about this stuff. We all have ones that we like, we don't like, and it's irrelevant. Like it's so, you know, we still all like it, you know, and that's what's great about this community.
It's all about respecting one's opinion about what they feel about something, and that's the goal right there. It's like, you don't like this one, fine, but I
Yeah.
like you, respect me for it, move on, you know.
Yeah,
So
so
it's fine.
shut
Exactly.
up. That's right. Well, today we're going to talk about the Toho non-Godzilla movies, and that's going to be awesome. So I'm going to do my intro. Since Chop's not here, it'll be a brief one, but then we'll get into it. Sound good?
Sound good.
All right.
All right. Hey everyone, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Paul.
Together we're Pathos and Logos, and you're listening to
Heavy Metal Horror.
I am Montag, Master of Illusion. What goes up must come down, but not always. And you are watching and listening to Heavy Metal Horror. Oh, kiddies. This Chop is, he pulled his groin for about 20 minutes too much last night, and he's recovering. So he will not be here with us today. But today, we're going to be talking about some of Toho's non-Godzilla movies. Now, we did a wonderful series on the Toho series. We did the Showa era, we did the Heisei era, we did the Millennium era. And now we're going to talk about those wonderful movies that don't have Godzilla, and some of them don't have monsters at all, of at least the kaiju. Others are probably some of our favorites in here. There's some ones that stick in my mind that still scar me, still haunt me. So it's going to be awesome. But before we get going, I'd like to introduce everyone, or allow themselves to introduce themselves. We first have Jedi Granval. Jedi, welcome back to Heavy Metal Horror.
Thank you for having me back. Thank you very much.
Yes. And Dr. Tar from Unsane Radio.
Yeah, I was in the studio next door, so I just came over. So,
yeah.
<That's right. laughs> And we have Billy DeBose joining us again, the auteur of Godzilla Battle Royale and other movies. And a newbie to our show, kids, we have Donnie Winter. Donnie's a dear friend, and we are all G-Fest friends. Donnie is also an award-winning poet. Thank you very much. Yes. So welcome, all of you, to Heavy Metal Horror.
Good to be here.
Thanks.
Yes. Well, let's start. We're going to work our way chronologically through this series. So our volume one is going to cover from 1955 to 1962. So 1955, we have Half Human. So it's going to be a free-form talk. There's, you know, we're not going to really have to necessarily summarize these movies, but we're just going to have to talk about them. What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? Remembrances, just kind of, you know, just have fun with it. Half Human was one that I knew about, but I thought I had seen it, but I didn't realize I hadn't, at least not all of it, until very recently when I started watching these movies again to kind of, you know, give myself, I
What'd
want
you
to sound
see?
like I know what I'm talking about. Well, you know, the whole Yeti thing, I kind of liked it. I liked that they were doing this whole Yeti Sasquatch thing, thus the Bigfoot hat. I liked that was their take on the Yeti, you know, and the, really focusing on the tribal, the religion and the folk tales and the folklore of this community, which you really see a lot in Toho's films because, you know, Japan's an archipelago. So we have these little people, the communities throughout all the, some of the islands and some of the parts of Japan. So the really focus on the folk culture was what I really liked about
That, but
Anyone
that
else?
also got him in trouble too. So that was like, that was why that movie was banned, because
Oh,
they were
did it?
thought they
They
were,
got in that way.
yeah. Well, that's how come you never saw it for very long. I mean, all you saw was what was that? Jerry Warren's half human that he brought over, you know, with John
Okay.
Carradine and all that.
Oh,
Because
yeah.
they actually brought the seats over so he could use them in the movie. You know, like the body of
Oh.
the baby or whatever he used.
Okay.
Anyway, that yeah, so that was kind of
So
interesting. But
that's what I was going about to ask. I was like, what was the controversy behind it being banned? Because I was like, it doesn't seem like it's
yeah, I was
because it
wondering too.
portrayed the locals, the indigenous people, because they
Oh,
are not.
okay.
Yeah, it. They thought it portrayed him in a bad light, and so it was banned because of that. But I didn't. I honestly think you could didn't couldn't see it. Where we find it,
I just found it
John.
on there's this thing called torrents that I've heard about. No, I think I found it on archive.org. Actually, I found it on the
Yeah, but it
original
was like an
Japanese cut.
uncut. Yeah, it
Yeah,
was an
yeah.
original
Archive
uncut,
is
and
great.
I didn't even think
Archive
that
is
existed.
wonderful.
But
Yeah.
yeah, so I got to see the original one. So that's
Yeah.
which was a
I
big
liked it.
plus. I mean, yeah, I did. Yeah, I didn't mind it. Wasn't
Has
bad.
anyone else seen it? Billy, Donnie, have you seen Half Human?
I'll let whoever go first.
Yeah.
Sure.
Go ahead, Donnie.
It's been a long time. I remember seeing it. I think I was in college when I saw it, and I was kind of left underwhelmed. I felt like the movie was rushed. It felt like the pacing was a little bit disjointed, but I still enjoyed it. I'm not gonna lie, I enjoyed it.
Billy.
I saw it at G Fest, and I saw it either with Chris Oglio or another individual whose name I'm not going to mention. I can't remember which, but I remember seeing it in the hotel room, and I was like, "Well, it's great to see Akira Takahata here. It's great to see that some production value here, but there was something off about it. I remember I liked the actress in it; she was really cute, but the monster itself was kind of interesting, almost kind of laughable, but there was a tension that I could appreciate. So, the ending was really sad. I remember that. And yeah, I
Kind
was
of
just
the proto
kind
Kong look.
of.
Actually, I
Yeah.
think he looked better than Kong did, and when they showed, but
Yeah, we can
anyway.
that'd be a whole other thing. We could do an Unsane Radio, the degradation of Kong between King Kong versus Godzilla and then King Kong Escapes. You know,
Actually,
which
okay.
were better? Which was the better
Which
suit
one
in
did you
that?
like? Which one did you like better? Seriously.
I Mecha Kong, you know.
Ah. Yeah,
Yeah.
me too, but
Perfect. Yeah.
that's
They're both kind of silly, in different ways. You know, like
oh,
the
they're
one,
like
the
way
King Kong
silly.
Escapes has a much bigger face, a big head, you know, and it's just as
Big
goofy. Those
googly eyes that were
yeah, exactly. The googly eyes get me, you know. But we're getting ahead of ourselves because we will talk about King Kong Escapes in the part two, which will be coming soon, kiddies. Yeah, go ahead, Billy.
I was just going to say the other thing I forgot to mention that never left me. This monster is bald. It almost reminded me of
Oh, yeah.
young Frankenstein, but young Kong Kaiju, whatever we want to call it. Yeah.
Can I just say something about this? This is, I mean, I hope this is not being too attacking, but does the Yeti kind of almost look like a very old version of Mr. Nakajima to some degree? I mean, not to say that he looks like that, but it's like it's almost like it's, you know, I don't know, I mean, off center kind of looking. I was like, I mean, is that the case? I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe that's just
Well,
me.
he wasn't old at the time, so
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
maybe Nakajima turned into that as he grew older. I don't know. Spending enough time in the suits, maybe that'll just change you. No, I
So
don't
is
know.
it
I
just
never thought
me?
about it. I never made that connection. But yeah, he yeah. I
Now
guess.
that I'm thinking about this, is this like one of the first the monsters have a kid? You
Hair
know, this is
transplants
like
for Sasquatch. I can see the commercial now.
I
But yeah, there was a kid. I don't recall. I
mean,
mean, we don't really see that later. So like Gorgo. That was like the first movie I saw. I remember seeing with the monster theme with a baby. Well, it's like Gorgo.
was just curious. It was, you know, then they go on with what the
Yeah,
other
it could be.
Son of Godzilla's, yeah.
Yeah, it's a theme they bring up. Right.
Does everybody remember the pre-production picture of the baby sitting on the bear waving?
I never
It's where
seen
they got the
that. Who
idea from
came up with
Chaka.
that? Hey, I'm
Maybe it's
sure.
where they got the idea for Chaka from Land of the Lost.
I'm
You
sure.
know, I don't know. Moving on to 1956, I think one of the best monster movies that Toho has ever made. We've got Rodan.
Oh yeah.
Rodan just has something that very few monster movies have, a true horror element. You know, the first 20 minutes, it's outright horror. It's a horror movie. And that's what I love so much about it. As a kid, I got fully engrossed and it was scary. Those Megadula were scary and the noise they made. But I just thought, you know, and again, it was a very emotional movie, as we'll get to. I don't want to go too far, but I'll just leave it at that and we'll come back to it. So your thoughts on Rodan? Know,
Great.
go ahead, Jedi.
First one in color. Yeah,
Otar.
I'm sorry.
First one in color, let's see. It might have been. It was still like a 1:8 or 1:3:3 ratio, I think.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Or one
I
six
believe
six
it was
maybe.
the first Toho Kaiju film in color, if I'm not mistaken.
It is.
I'm glad it was in
In
color. You
glorious
know.
Eastman color.
Yeah.
But anyway, and the look, I think everything was coming together for him at the t you know. The model work, the tin work, all that stuff. It was just.
Yeah, the suit is gorgeous. You know, the Rodan suit is so big and the wings are so like you could just see them and it never comes back to that. He evolves into a different kind of suit, but the
Right.
suit's so gorgeous, you know.
Yes, I love the face of it too, the
Yeah.
mask itself. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah, later on his he looks a little more, he has those doll eye things.
Yes.
This one
It's
he
not as
looks
effective. This
actually
one, he looks
mean.
scary.
Looks like a
Yeah.
predator, and it's just like,
That's yes,
but
exactly. Well,
going
we have
back
to
to that
remind.
sound that the insects make.
Yes, but we have to remind ourselves the music by Ikubei is so effective in this.
Yes.
I mean, it really gravitates to that horror, especially when the movie starts that really theme of like mysterious, like, oh, this is a very foreboding kind of mood is like that's what gives you that horror effect there. That's what I love about that. You know, I was like, no, Rodan is not a this that's why I can say this movie is not so much a kid's movie. This is like you're going into true terror horror mode here, you know, and it's like that's what you want. You want to have that moment when the music, if it doesn't fit the motif, it's not going to work. And I think Ikubei did a great job doing that, you know.
To piggyback on what you're saying about the soundtrack there, yes, it was so well done, and I don't know if it was the origin of the constant what's the term I'm thinking of? Just that music line that he uses, he would later use it in different tempos and
Oh,
different
yeah, I know
ways
what you're talking
in
about.
all the later cue. Sorry, the music cue there he would do in those moments where you're describing. We would hear it in films later on, like Terror Mechagodzilla, and it just seemed like he found the right soundtrack that never got boring, and he could always find a different way to play it, and yet you would
And put them
recognize.
together, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of cannibalism that goes on with Ikubei and his scores, parts that are used multiple times to become themes. And we're going to hear more about that when we talk about Varan, because I was really surprised. I finally got to see the Japanese Varan. I'm like, oh, this is a way different movie than the one I'd seen before.
Right.
So, Donnie, you were going to say something about Rodan.
Yeah, so I was going to say, like, when I was a kid, I just remember I avoided this movie a lot because of the cave scenes. I do think this is quintessentially like horror when you look at those scenes specifically with the Mega Nulon. But I also think this film deserves a lot of credit with the like emotive range that it has, like getting you from dreading Rodan at the beginning to like actually feeling sympathy for the characters at the end, I thought was kind of shocking. And I don't remember, I mean, I do feel that with Gojira, of course, but like I feel like Rodan really capitalized on that emotional range, which now that I am grown up and can make sense of it, I appreciate it. But when I was a kid, I was like, should I be screaming or sobbing? I don't know. What do I do?
Yeah, especially the American version, because the Japanese version, when I finally saw that, it's a lot less. There's no narration over the top at the end, but the American version adds to the agony. The screams of agony, and they won't leave one another. I'm like, why not? I was like you, Donnie. I remember this one just made me feel so sorry for the monsters and just how upset I was that they were dying. I'm like, oh, that's terrible, right, in a way that I had not, I would not feel again until Destoroyah, Godzilla versus Destoroyah. So, no, I totally get that.
There is one thing I want to point out about this. As a kid, when I first discovered Godzilla, I saw Monster Zero, and I saw them using the clips. I didn't know there was a Rodan film at the time, but they used a lot of stock footage from Rodan. And I remember somehow by a Mandela effect or whatever, I thought I remembered seeing Rodan shoot something out of his mouth, like a ray or something. And then when I saw it, I'm like, okay, no, he didn't in Monster Zero. But then when I see Rodan, I'm seeing him spray some kind of a smoke or something effect out of his mouth. And I'm like,
Originally, he was supposed to shoot
did that inter
beam like Godzilla. He was supposed to be like Godzilla and shoot a death ray, but they scrapped it for whatever reason, but they got that.
Yeah, there's
I
a
was
couple
like,
scenes where you see that spray coming out.
I
Yeah.
see. Does he
Maybe
have
that
a
was.
ray or not?
Yeah, no, but you're not off. You're very right on that. And like I say, maybe they scrapped it because they wanted to make sure that, because that's the thing about the kaijus from Japan is that each one are very unique in their own way. And I guess they say, well, we're already giving it to Godzilla to be spraying whatever out of his mouth. It's like, that's not give Rodan that. It's like he's already got incredible speed. He's got incredible,
Hurricane winds.
yeah, exactly. So it's like, let's just keep it simple with him. Because when he flies, he's creating these incredible windstorms of such great force. It's like, that's enough, It's like, because he's, like I say, when you see him in the original Rodan, he's like, yeah, he's tearing shit up like nobody's business. And it's like, hey, he's like, and I love how he's flying. That's the one thing I could say about that. When he's on land, he's doing his business. It's like, okay, that's one thing. But when I see him flying in a just straight and narrow kind of way, it's like I love that because I just love how things when they're flying, it's like you see that aerodynamic feel about them. It's like this is how fast, because I just love how things that are flying are giving off an incredible wake, and it's affecting the surroundings that they're flying over or whatever, so
You see
I
those
just
contrails and you hear that whining sound like a jet engine, like a screaming. And for a long time as a kid, and I would like look up, and if I would see a jet flying over,
Oh
leaving a contrail,
my
I was
God.
thinking like that could be Rodan. It could
Right?
be,
He's
Yes.
arguably more dangerous in the air than he is on the ground.
Yes.
Yeah, although I love the scene is when he's standing and just flapping his wings and just knocking the shit out of everything. Just like blowing
It
the
gives
whole
a
town
scale
down.
too. He's yeah,
Yeah,
and
you
just
really finally see, because it's a big creature. I mean, he shrinks, I think, or something happens, but he's a
they did
mammoth
scale
creature.
wise. Yeah, they scale wise. They had to shrink him to be with Godzilla. Him and Mothra, they had to shrink down scale wise.
Yes.
Well, just out of curiosity, because I mean, for me, just in this movie alone, the most famous, well, like I say, most famous, but the more favorite scene of mine is the scene where Nakajima is in the suit and he's on top of the building and he flaps down, and I love how he does this. It's like a kind of happy accident where his foot comes down to land, almost like a superhero landing. But that to me is like maybe the best shot in the movie. Now, I'm not saying that the whole movie doesn't have good shots, but that shot right there where he comes off that building and lands like he does, it's like it's so like beautiful, I mean, I guess it's a beautiful shot to be
Didn't a wire
in.
break
Yeah,
in
well,
one of
there's the
those and he
scene that
fell?
happens.
Yeah,
Yeah, during the
I
bridge
was
when he
wondering if
falls over
that's
the
part of
water.
it.
Yeah.
No, that's what he's over the river. He's over, yeah, he's over the river
By the
down the
bridge, I
bridge.
think. Yeah, that's the scene where the
That.
wire breaks. It's like, oh, shit. Okay, we gotta go get him.
Like, oh my
Yeah.
God, we killed the
Yeah, that could
Just
not have
such.
felt good. Yeah. No, Rodan is I love this movie absolutely, because it is just on its own that's stellar, and like shows me a monster that's terrifying and horrific, but like you said, Donnie, you feel for the monster. You don't want the monster to be destroyed at the end, even though it's terrible. But yeah, you feel for it, and that's I think it's something that Toho does really well, because we all have those same feelings for some of these monsters. We love them. We feel a connection to them in some way, and so I think it's a very telling thing that Toho does for us. All right, moving on to 1957. We have The Mysterians, a
Yes,
true
I like this one.
sci-fi movie over the first appearance of Mulgera.
Yes.
Yes,
And the
which is an
best.
awesome appearance of Mulgera. I mean, coming out of the mountain, it's just so cool, you know?
Well, being little though, you kind of wonder what it didn't make sense when I was little. It's like what where is he coming from? Then they kind of delete the whole idea in the American version where he's not just a war machine, he's a construction machine. He digs through the ground for this base and all that stuff. They kind of cut all that stuff out. But in the original Japanese one, yeah, that first time I saw it, that was cool. They got that brief little scene where he's digging underground. I thought that was so cool.
I'm actually glad I didn't get to see the American cut because I feel like it would have ruined it. Because I didn't see this film until like 2000, was it 2008? And I'd known about it beforehand, but when I actually got to see it, it's like, wow, this is a very well-made film. I mean, I'm like, why didn't I see it until now? But it's yes, yeah, seeing Megara, it's like coming out of the mountain, and then he lays destruction on the village there, and it's like no, this is a well-made film. I like
And then they tell him, "Oh, we come in peace." It's
that.
like, it should have been the other way around here, but all right.
Yeah,
Jeez,
you
I
come
wonder
in
if
peace,
Mars
we're gonna
Attack
put you in
took
pieces.
note from that. But anyway, yeah, he looks like some 50s
It's like
ideal
corrugated
robot.
metal, but it's like
Yeah.
supposed to be look like a suit of armor. It almost reminds me of that medieval
Yes.
armor, the way a suit,
It's like a samurai suit too.
like a
Yeah.
samurai suit. I think that was a nod toward, culturally. But what I loved about this movie, and it took me a long time to finally see it, in its original widescreen, because there were no kinds
They
of
use
things like
it,
that.
yeah. Use
But
it,
to
yeah.
see it in its full scope, and in that deep, all the colors that are used, especially in the suits, the space suits, the aliens have all the different colors, I'm like, okay, was this the start of like Gotcha Man or all the like Ranger
Was,
kinds of things?
yeah.
Like that craze, it might have really influenced those types of shows. But it's just a fun sci-fi movie. And like the theme is like still work, like Mars needs women, kind of
Yes.
thing. We want to breed with your women. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's because that was a big in the 50s. Like, yeah, why not? Sure. You think they'd have technology they could just kind of, make
Do
one of
it. Yeah, I
themselves.
know.
Yeah,
Just, and why ask? I mean, why spend all this time
I guess they're
asking?
trying to be polite about it.
They're trying to be
Okay, sure.
polite,
Whatever.
but it's like,
Oh.
you gone.
Sorry for the giant robot. That was
We can only be polite about so many things at one time,
I know, right?
Donnie, what are your thoughts on the Mysterians?
So I really thought that the themes were interesting. I think the biggest theme to take away, especially with a lot of these early Toho films, is like this fear of science and like science being like the villain in a way. Which I think, I mean, we kind of get that in Godzilla and Rodan, but I feel like it is a little bit more prominent in this film. But I also really, I enjoyed all of Mulgara's scenes. Like Mulgara was just like slow and clunky, and I don't
And
know. I feel
possibly
like
one of the easiest robots to destroy. So just
absolutely
like
Jimmy, get your pea shooter.
I feel like Mulgara deserves way more appreciation than it normally gets.
And he didn't get a good treatment in Space Godzilla. That was unfortunate.
That whole movie.
And then the whole movie's unfortunate. I know, but
Yes.
but that
I
one
like that
particularly because I
movie.
was excited. I mean, baby Godzilla Jr. is awful cute, but the scenes, the special effects are terrible. We've covered this in the earlier show, but just I just see Mulgera, the asteroid field was embarrassing. Like, oh, come on, guys, come on.
You have the
Oh my God.
technology, use it.
Yeah, it's like asteroids made by Mrs. Osaka's third grade class. It was
Look, there's
like.
ours.
And who could have done a better job on the asteroid scene?
Yeah, I'm
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, I used like stock footage in Quest for Uranus that was much better. Like stuff was like, yeah, that'll work. Look at those asteroids coming our way. Flying
Oh man.
meatballs. Yeah, kind of silly, but I do agree. Miss Mulgera was good, and I never thought about that that what you had said, Donnie, about technology as the villain, because I see so much of it using, like being used as like the super science that needs to be created or invented to beat the technology or the monster. Like we have masers and those kinds of things, and
That's
we
what I
use
was going to say. I thought it
yeah we
more
use
of a positive
technology a
spin
lot,
on
like
it.
the oxygen destroyer. But I agree with you. I think it's probably all because of the technology that built the atom bomb. I mean, everything that to all the radiation stuff that we're going to talk about, all those things are
That's,
prevalent.
yeah,
And
the
that's I
radiation's
think that's
different.
right. That's where it comes in. I agree that there is some of the science and the fear of the fear of the invader. That makes all perfect sense. And the Cold War tension. I mean, this is a Cold War movie, you
And they
know.
really push the mega tech stuff in this one. You know what I mean?
Well, a little before
Worldwide
Cold War
joined
weapons.
together and just making these massive industries, which the time, by the way, let's go back and think about it. You know, how long does it take them to build this stuff? You know,
Yeah.
the time. Where else is this all
Look,
going? It was just, it's funny.
if you did the science on that, I guarantee you, I mean, David Callie actually broke it down for me when I listened to his commentary, saying that you look at not the suits, not the miniatures, but the whole background, the whole painting of the background of the mountains or space, whatever, and you feel like they have to do this in like so little time. It's like, good. I mean, it didn't register in my mind at the time that they really worked their asses off to get all that stuff stabilized, fixed up, and then have the costume actors walk on there and then put the miniatures. I was like, wow. I mean, so many hours to produce this stuff. It's mind-boggling. I still don't see how they did it, but they did it, you know. And with the less money that they have from Western studios, you know, that's a great thing about that.
Yeah. Well, as a kid, I loved seeing the models being destroyed. And now as an adult, I'm like, oh God, that was a really nice model. That's where my mind goes, like, what a gorgeous set. I'm like, oh, too bad it has to be destroyed.
Gone.
But that too, I mean, maybe I'm reading too much into this, but the there's I don't know the word, the concept in Japan is the appreciate this beauty of something because it's not lasting, because it's fleeting. And it's represented by a cherry blossom as it's falling. You know, like that. And I wonder if that's, for me, that's kind of a little bit what I feel. Like maybe we're supposed to appreciate the beauty of these sets, but and then before they get destroyed, maybe. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah. Why would you?
Because the Mysterians had, and all these scenes and the Rodan, and there's other sets that we'll talk about. They're just so gorgeous. And I love seeing the little like moving tractors and the bulldozers and like moving earth and the scoopers. I'm like, oh, I want that. Like I want to make that into a train set. Like I want to have that set in my yard, you know? Yeah, it's just the kid in me still takes great joy in seeing that
Well,
stuff.
which one was it? Was it Final War? The about the atomic war, where they built a miniature, it was cake, and then they blew it away so it looked like when the atom bomb went off, it
Oh, I didn't see that.
vaporized this movie. I think
Oh,
it's
wow.
is that what it's called? Final War?
Yeah,
It's
it
not
could be.
Godzilla Final Wars, but the
Right.
Final War,
Oh,
right?
the fine. I know what you're talking.
You
Okay,
said it
yeah.
was made of cake?
The Last War, it's
It, they
called.
made it, yeah, it
Last
was like a
War.
cake. Oh, the
Oh.
Last War. Okay. All
Sorry.
right.
Okay.
The building itself was like cake or
Yeah, it was made
whatever.
out of like some kind of,
And so
that's
what I.
kind of like, yeah, I mean, yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's some material that they use that breaks
No,
away.
I literally a cake that, yeah, you cook it.
You can
Yeah,
eat
it
it.
was
Oh,
fun.
nice. Oh, that's cool.
It was funny. Yeah.
Oh, that's what that.
I read that and I thought, oh, that is actually, that's pretty smart, and you know, to get that effect. Yeah,
It
but it
would
was,
break into really small pieces. That could be cool.
yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
all right. All right, moving on. 1958, we have Giant Man Monster Varan, or Varan the Unbelievable in the US. One thing that
What was
surprised me
that?
about Varan, I like the Japanese version, very much so. It was all the music that I've heard in other movies. It was first in this one. I'm like, oh my God, I know this. I thought that the other movie this had this music in it first. But I liked it. Again, we have this kind of folk creature, you know, in the lake kind of thing. And after seeing the American version a long time ago, underwhelmed, I really liked the Japanese version. So, what do you
But wasn't
guys?
it originally commissioned as an American TV show to begin with? The movie itself? It wasn't
Oh,
going to
was
be
it?
released as a, yeah, it was supposed to be a TV movie.
Oh,
But
really?
for whatever reason, yeah, for whatever reason, Amer the American and backed out. And so they, yeah, it's kind of weird.
All I know is that when I did see, because I saw the Japanese version first, but when I did see the American cut, I was kind of like,
It sucked.
hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, very much. I was like, what in the hell are y'all doing? You know? So when I did see this film, you know, I was like, I'm thankfully I saw the Japanese cut. And all I can say is like, wow, I can say Mr. Nakajima, he is really dedicated to his craft to get shot in the groin for his art, you know. I mean, that's, I praise him for that because it shows that he's a team player and he's making sure that no matter what he does, he's definitely dedicated to the craft, and I appreciate that for him because
Put more
otherwise,
padding in.
yeah, more padding in. That's
That's what he
because.
can say. Put more padding in. That's good. Johnny.
What was the other one where his suit caught on fire on the side of his back?
That was a
There was a gun.
Godzilla. That was Mothra versus Godzilla, I think.
The missile blowing up or whatever it was that
Oh, he's on fire. My place is on fire.
Yes.
I
No,
saw you
don't throw
nod.
the
Donnie, I saw you like shaking your head in agreement with Jedi Grand Vell about the
Yeah.
American version of Varan.
Trash. Absolute
Yes.
trash. No, so I'm ashamed to admit that I had not watched this film until probably like 2 years ago. And I remember when I was a kid, like watching like Destroy All Monsters for the first time, I was just like, what kaiju is that? Like, why is it barely getting any exposure? It's this flying dinosaur thing. Like, how cool is that? And then it took me years to get around to finally watching it. And then when I finally watched it,
That's
I,
the fun of this, yeah.
yeah, like I remember people really hating on this film, and I think people still have pretty strong opinions on this film, but I think that it does stand out. I think it's, I mean, I don't think that it's necessarily up to the same level as like, you know, the original Godzilla, Mothra, or Rodan necessarily, but I think that it, I tend to really gravitate toward themes, as many of you know, but I really think that it is the first opportunity in any kaiju franchise where like they really kind of delve into like spirituality a little bit and like,
Kind of sets the groundwork for Mothra and all that stuff.
yes,
Yes.
especially the beginning where like I think the theme in these films where like kind of like at the beginning of Mothra, like this theme of like scientists kind of like testing the boundaries and like stepping over a boundary emerges in this film, and I think that they refine it for Mothra for sure. But
Wasn't
I
it in the Japanese version of Varan, wasn't there the initial reason they're going to the valley is looking for a butterfly or
Right.
something along
Yeah,
those
they were
lines. Yeah.
studying like it was like for they were studying these butterflies for like some sort of scientific progress, if
Yeah.
memory serves me correctly, and then it
The
spirals
Lost
into,
Lake. Yeah. So
That's the
but I
interesting
thought
take
that's
on
kind of
that.
a con
Now, did this
yeah.
one get the same kind of flack as Half Human? Because it really does touch with the indigenous peoples and their beliefs and
No, because it's a
the
different.
folks.
It wasn't it, the I guess the amount the people that were in half human are
Okay.
I can't think of the name. I can't they're
Coconut.
literally a different they're
Okay.
different than Japanese. And
Oh, I see.
anyway,
And they
yeah.
took it as a
So
okay, well, that makes sense. Yeah.
and I don't
Okay.
even know if they did. I thought the actual at the time the government was changing and I thought, well, this is offensive. We shouldn't do that. We're yeah. And you know, when they were just kind of sent to things that were kind of
Right.
uncomfortable for him.
Sure.
Like
Yeah. Billy, thoughts on Varian?
Well, I was going to say something about Mysterians,
Oh, that's fine. Chime it in.
okay.
Hey, we got time.
My point I wanted to make on Mysterians kind of ties into Varan too, because as a kid, I was aware of Mogera and I was aware of Varan and Barragon and all that through the Nintendo game. And when I got the Nintendo game and I started learning a little bit more about Godzilla, I realized that some of the monsters in the Nintendo game led to other films. But then when I found all the films, I'm like, okay, what about Mogera? What about Varan? What about Barragon? Because I'm not finding any films on them. And the booklet wasn't really being descriptive on what films they were from. So it's like, unless I found a book to read about Godzilla, which, okay, I'll admit, I didn't read much about him. I just watched the movies as a kid.
There
But
wasn't as much to read, I mean, when we were kids, especially when I was a kid, yeah.
so I I had the knowledge of the Nintendo game, but not the movies they came from, which was unfortunate because I actually did like Varan and I liked Mogera in it. But as far as Varan goes, I feel like he's kind of the, let me put it in terms of pro wrestling. He's the pro wrestler that all the fans love, but Vince McMahon wants nothing to do with, and it just makes the fans angry. And it seems every time Toho wants to do something with Varan now, they get cold feet and like, no, throw in King Ghidorah and Mothra.
I think if you would, I think if you would brought in Varan, it would not tell anyone that he was going to be there at all. Like it wasn't in the press releases. It was in nothing. It was a secret. And then he just like popped out like the Kool-Aid man. I think people would love that. You know, like old school,
I think it'd break the
No,
internet.
I look for that.
Yes, it might. I think that would be so much fun.
Were you talking about GMK where they were supposed to bring
Yes.
those guys back?
Yes. And that would have been great. I would have
Oh, that
actually
I
loved
was
to have
so excited when I
that
heard that
over
first.
what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I just want to point out about Mysterians before we move forward, I wanted to
Sure.
say, as far as Ifukube's themes, Mysterian's themes has to be my favorite and most triumphant of his themes. And I feel bad that we never heard that triumphant theme during the battle really ever again in any of the other films.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, anyway, didn't mean to go
No,
back.
it's a majestic theme. Yeah, I mean, Jedi Graham Vell, just
I just
I
want to,
on his
just want to add
podcast.
this,
Yeah.
real quick, because I guess I move on. He's like the first Trifivian creature ever, isn't he? He can walk on land, he can fly, and he can swim. I'm thinking
His
he
flying squirrel thing, I'd be like sugar
yeah.
glider.
I mean, we all know that it's like you have to take some artistic licensing on that because like you know that can't just
Oh no, I thought
jump
that was
in.
cool. I
But I like
really
that he does that though. But no,
the
he's
shadow when he's actually flying, you see
yes,
the
that's what
shadow. I think
that
I
was
love
like.
that. I
But
love that.
I think he's like the first Trifivian creature, if I'm not mistaken, because before the Gappa mode, you know, it's like they could do all those things too. But I think he was like the first one, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, I'm not too sure. So.
Sure. Yeah. I think we can agree that as far as all of Haru and Nakajima's stunts he's pulled in all the films he's done, that explosion scene, probably the most excruciating and painful for him,
Oh,
I would have to think.
the director's choice. I want him to feel it.
That's right.
Yeah.
He can emote in the suit. Yeah.
Yeah, they.
All right. Moving on to another movie came out in 1958, The H-Man. Now we are really shifting away from monsters of the kaiju sort to a different kind of monster. But a lot of the themes that we're going to see in H-Man are common through a lot of Toho's movies. I like this movie. It really now we begin seeing the. It's a police procedural. I mean, really, is what it is. And I think the combination of the monsters and the gangsters, the crime, it was what an interesting mix of those two genres because we really would not have had that, stateside otherwise.
I wanted more, though. I have to be honest. I wanted more out of it. It was it could yeah, but that yeah, you're right. That premise of crime and monsters together. Yeah. I think that's really cool. And it just yeah, they just
Well, I have one just, and it's crazy it's going to sound, because I'm like Mark. I love this film. It's very well made and everything. I have just one gripe about it. And this is going to sound weird because you think, like, what you have a gripe about this? The simple fact is, now this movie is filmed in a 2.35 ratio, which is okay, which is like they were doing that a lot coming out of Japan. They were using the
They
techniques and
were
everything.
fighting against television in the late 50s, and
Yes.
that's why they
But
went
here's
widescreen.
the crazy thing. I feel this film should have been filmed in that ratio of television for some reason, because
Or by screen.
it feels like it's a television kind of motif in a way, and I feel like it should have been. That's like I say, that's just my personal opinion. I mean, I love because I love the widescreen, capturing everything, but I feel like it should have been filmed in that ratio instead of the 2 point the
I can see
widescreen.
that.
And that's just me, though. That's just me.
It has to feel like you would see this theme come up like an Ultra Q, kind of thing, you know, and that kind of general creepy factor. It would certainly fit right into that genre, like a supernatural. Yeah, I could see it on TV too. I get what you mean. Yeah. You wanted more, Dr. Tarr, H-Man. Yes.
Oh, I did. I wanted more because they suggest a lot of stuff, but it just doesn't happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I like they kind of suggest that they're still intelligent.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to see something played up with that a little more.
Because that would be a
Yeah, and
lot
more.
creepier, you
Yeah, and
know?
individuals like, you know, at the end when like they first run into them, the ship, when they're on the ship and they're going away and you see the green little figures on the miniature, by the way, the little green figures floating. That was cool. I really like that. But they just, you know, but once they get into the city, all you kind of you it seems like it's just one. You know what I mean? It's not, yeah.
Multiple.
I just wish they would have played up the idea a little more, how that the connection between the two stories.
Do more
Like
digging into what this thing is. You want more
yeah,
that
like say
explained.
like her
Yeah.
lover coming back, you know, trying to make
Right.
contact with her or something. I don't know.
Would
But
have
I
followed
just
more
wish
of
it was a
a.
little more that way, a little just a little more
Sure.
weird, bizarre type
Yeah.
thing. That's just me.
But it's a unique twist for Toho as far as terms of the monster market, you know, or the science
Yeah,
fiction
I
kind of
agree.
story
Well,
with
they were
that.
given Tsuburaya and Honda, you know, pretty much a blank check at the time, weren't they?
Yeah, because they were knocking it out. So, like, yep,
Yeah.
keep on going.
I
We're
mean,
good.
that's.
Yeah. But we're going back to outer space in 1959. That's Battle in Outer Space. Like, hey, we made the Mysterians. Let's go back into space. What are your thoughts on Battle in Outer Space?
I liked it. I mean, this was like my first Star Wars movie. I had never seen anything like it. It was cool. Yeah, then, yeah, I liked it.
The
It's
formations of
goofy,
the
but
spaceships flying, like flying in formation and those things like that. The
yeah. And then you had
model work was really
the
good.
giant saucers sucking up buildings and stuff. That
Yeah.
was
Yeah.
cool. That
Yeah.
was,
The special
but no.
effects were exceptional.
But you just say, Tara's like, this is a precursor to Star Wars. And I had not seen this film until years later, but I could see a whole bunch of the Star Wars ism in this film from the beginning, because it's like the flying of the ship. Fighting everything.
Right.
And then, like I say, the
It was
masterpiece.
literally a battle in outer space. I mean, it
Right.
was
And
just
the
cool.
masterpiece of the film is, of course, at the end where the saucer sucks up, you know,
Yes.
the city blocks and everything. And I'm wondering now, and I'm just spitting document here, if they were to do something like that now, modern day, would they use the techniques of yesterday
Oh,
mixed with.
no.
Yeah, see, that's
No.
like that.
No, it'd be Blender. You know,
Thank you. That's
it'd
what
be
I'm saying.
it would be all CG now, I think. But
It'd be
that's
Independence Day. It
yeah,
would.
right.
So I kind of want to mention something about the prior film as well in juxtaposition with this one. So I really think they did so well with like the practical effects in general for both films. Like I know I remember I've only seen H-Man once, and I remember being like the body horror kind of really. If that movie were done in the 80s, like when like quintessential body horror seemed to like take
And
center
Cronenberg
stage.
did a Cronenberg movie, yes.
Yes. Like,
Yes.
because I remember as a kid being afraid of H-Man, but then like in the 80s, like it would really like, people would be throwing up at like in the theater probably, like they did with The Thing, right? Also with Battle in Outer Space, I do think like Jedi, going back to what you were saying, I do think that a lot of like space related media like Star Wars and Star Trek took inspiration from a lot of that film. So at least like a lot of the effects. So I think that it deserves its own, you know, chapter of appreciation.
It does. Yes, I agree.
Oh yeah. Any other thoughts on Battle in Outer Space?
Why would you use
That's my
space
final.
torpedoes? That's just me.
It's
What? And
the
then they only have two of them. I'm sorry, you
air
got a
missiles.
whole planet to attack, and you got two of them.
That's something I'll never understand. What's with the torpedoes? I mean, y'all already blew up
Oh,
a station. I mean,
you
what was.
know, I get it. You know, once if it, you know, a little asteroid or something, boop, you know, there you go, wipe out a city or something. I get it, but when they attack in their formation, they've only got two of them. What
Yeah.
was, you know, it's a, yeah, okay. It's just funny. I like the movie. Don't get me wrong. I love all
Oh,
these
no.
movies. But...
Yeah. I think they were doing all the stuff, within the
And I
budget.
think they knew it
Yes.
too. Yes, the budget. Yeah.
But
'Cause
it also
going back
trying
and
to be
reading
like
about
the I'm not sure how much time, how quickly they were like one of these stories, but they are also thinking very differently
it.
than we might have. Like I could beam to draw an asteroid in. They may not even be thinking about an asteroid, as a
Right.
possible thing. Like it that was,
Right.
the fact that we didn't have the Kuiper belt and all those things, like that would be ultimately very scary too. Like how many asteroids can the
Going
Earth take in a day? But could they have
right
done that? How many cities could they have blown up? But I do like that idea. I'm going to
going back
trademark
to
that.
the
That's mine. That's Montag asteroid movie. Hashtag.com.
the
Okay.
practical effects part. He got in trouble for this one now too. This is they gave him this one was actually high budget for the the practical effects. They had to dig a hole in the concrete for that big the miniature of the rocket. The rocket was huge, the miniature of it to get that
Yeah.
scope. But anyway, to get it to take off, they had to break the concrete to dig under a little bit. And Toho didn't like that. So yeah. But anyway, I thought that's
Wow.
a fun. Yeah, because
I
he
want to
had
call the
he
argument
his
like,
special
couldn't
effects
you change
range.
the scale just to make the rocket a little smaller?
No, he literally had all of his at the time, they gave every Tsuburaya everything,
No, I know.
just
I just like, is that what he was like doing? Like, it made no sense to build something that big. Like when more practically, instead of
I
destroying the
love it.
studio, you can just build a rocket that's 5 feet shorter. Like
I love that
that's,
idea, though. Oh,
yeah.
fuck
Like
it. Dig up
if this is the scale,
the ground.
yeah,
Remember,
that's true dedication.
when you see it lift off, that's in studio. But when you actually see it go higher, they did that outside underneath a bridge, that can give you that effect, like, oh, it's reaching up. Because if you see some behind the scenes of this movie, you can see this where the technicians fired up. And with careful, camera work, careful editing, you see it go off the landscape, and then you see it's just stretching up into the heavens. But it cuts to where they have a string attached to the bridge, flying up. So
I
it's like it's a very
love that.
exciting way.
Oh, that's
Yes, I
awesome. I
like
love
that.
that.
Excellent. Any other thoughts on Battle in Outer Space?
One quick one. I mean, I gotta
Sure.
say, the opening theme for this movie. I've heard it so many times in other trailers. I was going, it's like, where the F is this coming from? When I found out it came from this film, it's like, oh my God, this is so bad. I love because the opening theme of this movie, I love. I love that theme by Akiva Bay. I love it.
Oh, and one more thing, ray
Yeah.
guns. All the animation that they used with the ray guns and the blasters and the everything else. At the time, you didn't see that in Western movies, though. Seriously, sci-fi movies or Italian movies or whatever at the time. It was this
You get
was
the
like
puff of
they
smoke and
animated
the
stuff.
yeah, that kind of way.
I loved it. I loved it. Yeah, just massive beams sucking up buildings and stuff. Ah, look at
Oh
this.
yeah, the special effects
Great.
are bonkers. Yeah. All right, moving on to 1960, we have the Human Vapor. H-Man, Human Vapor. I always got these confused and mixed as a kid. I still don't remember which one has all the dancing in it, the dancing scenes. Is that Human Vapor?
This one.
Okay,
That's this
yeah.
one.
It has the big jazz soundtrack. Jazz
No, that's
musicians.
not this one.
I was gonna say,
No,
is that
she was a
H-Man
kabuki.
or Kabuki something?
H-Man had that.
All the
Let's
dancing and yeah, it was
it has
like, oh
more
my
yeah, I was gonna
God,
say
it's
H-Man
yeah.
has the more Western of yeah, more
Yeah, we
Western.
got like showgirls here. Like get on to the
Mushroom
human
people
vapor.
did too, so
But we have another police procedural, we have another like mystery on hand, we have this vaporous kinds of apparition, and the kind of the reaching out. It's similar in structure to the other movie. But I like the vapor aspect of the person. But he's a criminal. That's the whole thing. And like getting revenge. I love that whole like thing. Like I'm gonna
Oh,
use my
which who?
powers for evil, right?
Who?
Is that
The vapor?
the vapor?
Yeah. No,
Is that
he
the one I'm
was
thinking
just
of?
a librarian or something like that, and he volunteered.
What am I thinking
The
of?
criminal guy was the H guy, or
Oh, is that the
Telegin.
H-Man? Yeah, that's
The
right.
Telegin too.
Oh,
This
that's what
guy
I'm
was
thinking.
just.
I'm jumping ahead. I jumped ahead to the Telegian. That's right.
Well, that's what I
Yeah,
was going to say.
sorry. Yeah, I'm
I
getting them
have a
all
question.
confused. So
See, you got to remember,
there
that's
are
not.
so many movies. I can't remember them all.
That's the reason why, because you get the stories kind of mixed. It's like, I can
Yeah.
understand that. Yeah.
Because
That's, yeah.
I did like that about the Telegian.
I have a question.
Which, yeah.
Is the human vapor the one? I haven't seen it. I only saw bits of it. Is that the one where the Kumiyame actor tries to get a hold of this thing and then it melts him?
It chokes him because he like sucks all the air,
Oh, it
whatever he
chokes.
does to him.
Yeah,
He's vapor.
he's a
Yeah, it
yeah.
goes into him, right? Yeah.
Because I keep confusing this with H-Man as well.
H-Man had the melting.
Yeah, that's what
Yeah.
This had the asphyxiation, I think. That's how I try to distinguish them. I've not
Yeah.
seen this one, mind you, but I've heard of it and I've obviously read summaries of it. I've just never seen it yet.
Because
Okay.
he went through an experiment to become an Astro Man by a rogue scientist or wherever, and he submits to this experiment and becomes the human vapor. But he decides to go help this dancer that he fell in love with
Yeah,
yeah.
okay.
to
It's like
get
the it's like
money
Captain
for.
America.
I was gonna
Right.
say,
Yeah.
to me, it
Yeah.
feels like a discount version of like the Fantastic Four.
Maybe that's where they get maybe,
But
you know, maybe that's where
it did
Stan Lee
come
got the
first.
idea from. Yeah, exactly.
Because
Very
it
well
came
could
out,
be.
it's, like I say, the Fantastic Four came out, I think, like 4 years later after this, the concept of
Like
it came out.
61, I think, right? 61,
Okay. See.
62. Yeah.
Stan Lee's going, hey!
That's right,
Can we
maybe.
now? I was gonna say, can we say that? And I keep pushing this so much. Can we say that some people in the Western world were getting influence from these
Oh, I
pictures?
will go as far as say
Oh,
they
of course.
stole some ideas.
Oh,
Yes,
yeah,
thank you.
definitely. Yeah.
Totally agree.
Oh, of
I
course.
to
Yeah.
oh, all these guys did it. They did it. You know, they
I
stole
mean,
from other
yes.
people. It's just that's just
Everyone
the way
steals
it
from one
is.
another joyously,
Yes.
like Akira, Kurosawa loved westerns, which is why he made the Seven Samurai. And then
Yeah.
the guy who saw the Seven Samurai said, "Hey, I can make a western out of that." And so he had the Magnificent Seven.
Yes.
Not unironically knowing, or maybe he did know that Kurosawa was such a big American western fan.
Yeah.
I mean, but and then we borrow from Shakespeare. We have Red Beard. We have the
Which
one
I
with
love. Blood.
the castle. The What was it?
Throne of Blood.
Throne of
Love
Blood, is it's Macbeth. Just so all these themes we borrow and going all the way back
and it's not
is
just
pretty
limited to
tragic.
this. I'm
So
just saying
no, but
every artist does that. I
yeah,
don't
and
care
these
who you
movies
are.
are really efficient, and I think that's something like when we have Roger Corman and those kinds of movie makers had to
Yes.
look at to see the budget what they were working with versus what Hollywood splurges on. You see a much more efficient machine at work, and I think these movies had to inspire like Roger Corman and Ed Wood and things, those filmmakers that started in the 50s and 60s.
I don't know if
They had to.
inspired, but it kind of paralleled how they approach things. I mean,
And I'll go one step further. James Cameron, probably stealing from or getting an idea from Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, because we see the fake Godzilla's
Oh,
skin
yeah.
goes away. I'm like, come on,
I'm
man.
still
I
Terminator.
mean, I know he got this from a nightmare
Sure.
kind of thing, but I was like, you don't bullshit me. I mean, I know.
Oh, I don't think I think he acknowledges where he gets his inspiration and tech. I love it though, but when they do that, he was talking, who was it, him? But they're talking about the school of Corman, you know, all these
Yeah,
directors that have worked
because
with.
he was on his tool.
But this, I think it was Cameron. But anyway, they had to decorate a interior of a supposed to be a spaceship, and they couldn't figure out what to do for the wall, so he ended up going to like some. I don't want to say fast food, whatever. But anyway, found all these those trays, those cup trays,
Yes, that's yeah,
and
you're
they
right.
are yeah. They just all put them up on the wall and spray, painted them up. So, oh, ta-da! So I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm
Budget.
impressed by all that stuff.
Hey,
Yes, budget.
I understand, man. Cyclops movies. I get it, I get it. Another movie from 1960, moving on to The Secret of the Telygian. Another body transformation. I know Cronenberg was like jerking off to these when he was young, because these are the kinds of movies that definitely inspired him to do his type of body horror. And that's what these movies really are, body horror. That's the monster. The monster is now the people. And very much echoes, and we see this theme echo in the United States along with movies like Psycho. things like that, where we've gone from horror films that have monsters to now the people are terrifying and monstrous. And so I think it's unique how
And
they both around the
distorted,
same time,
right?
yeah, and distorted. But I think these Japanese films influenced Hitchcock, or vice versa. Maybe High Psycho came with, influenced the
Okay.
makers of these movies. So
Can we just say that that's what the Godzilla originally, I mean, he was a like a, th a theme of, using nuclear materials in a bad way, but I go further and saying Godzilla was more a representation of humans anyway, who pretty much show that they are the true monsters other than the monsters we see on the screen, because that's always stuck out as a theme in my mind, because I see, yeah, we see the monster, because when we say we have some sympathy for like Rodan or even Varan, but it's like, who are the real monsters? You cannot tell me that the monsters are us, in some sense of the word. We, some of us are these true, kind of, kaiju type, individuals mentally, and that we do destructive things, So I mean, I just feel like that could be the case there in my mind.
I,
This is
as I mentioned wrongly before, this is the movie that has the really cool villain. Like, he's a villainous kind of guy, or uses the teleporting thing to kind of get revenge. I love that. The concept, the
Isn't he
theme of this
like
movie.
a they his buddies like screwed him over in the war, didn't
Yeah,
they?
yeah,
And
yeah,
he hooks
yeah.
up with the happened to be the doctor. Anyway, this is probably the least favorite of mine. I thought it was a
Another
little more
science
gore.
transformation, but I just like the concept of it. But and the whole
Yeah.
idea, that's why he's flickering, because
And I like the
he's like a
teleportation
television.
thing.
Yeah, the
Yes.
teleportation. I'm like, oh, he's flickering like an
See,
image. I'm like, oh,
there's another one.
that's really cool.
I wish they gave a reason for that.
The
They
tele
never
they
really
did.
do.
They did. No, they do.
But
It's almost like the reception's bad, or it's like like a television reception
so is he a
that's like
hologram
made.
or what?
Something like that. I forget what it was, because I saw all of these and I can't remember the details, but
Yeah, and they
there's
have
it's
that.
something
It's
along
supposed to
with
be the.
like, but similar to like a television image that's doesn't
Right.
coming through all the way. And but there's the science within it, it made sense. But no, I
But
just
he
thought
kills
I
him with a
liked it.
sword, right? He just like stabs him because he's like leaving.
So
But
I've
it's kind
not
of like
seen the
that.
film, but it sounds like the theme emerging is
Revenge.
mankind versus technology, right?
In a
I
way,
love
yeah,
this
well,
late
deserves of.
50s,
It
early
barely could be the
60s.
dangers of
It's just,
technology again, right? You're right
well,
there.
yeah, falling into nefarious hands. You know what I mean?
Right, the wrong hands.
How the technology's used, I guess, is
Yeah,
coming
like
down
this
to.
is the Red Skull versus Captain America. Basically the two same concepts. One turns out bad, one turns out good. And
Yeah.
yeah, it's a Legion. Yeah.
And it's kind of
Yeah.
interesting, he's like, yeah, it's World War II. There's like, didn't they like gold that they was buried
Right,
with them or something
hidden
like
gold.
that?
Yeah.
So it's like war, ill-gotten money that's,
Yeah,
yeah.
and it's 15
And
years from the war, and so they're really making a direct reference to that. And so I don't know if they're just still trying to process these things now, and they can talk
right.
about it safely,
And he's
you
dressed
know.
in a soldier's, khaki suit, with the hat and all that stuff. He's
Right.
dressed as a soldier when he kills him.
Now, as much as
So,
I'm not the biggest fan of this one, I mean, it's okay, but I like that they do give those themes there. I mean, they actually say they're taking real world themes and incorporate them into stuff. It's like, okay, you got this fantastic motion with this guy who's teleporting and whatever, turning electricity, but what is the theme about going on in here? I like that's one thing I say I love about Japanese cinema is they do point out some kind of philosophical, kind of thing going on that is bringing to light. And most people will probably never really see, because I said this on my channel with some Godzilla films, and that's like you're only seeing the guy in the rubber suit. It's like there's more to this than just that. There's something underlying that's being said here that they're doing perfectly, but you got to read between the lines. And that's why I say I love how film, when they do film, they do it very well that you can see it, but it's like you got to use your as a, you mean you got to use your blind
and then
eye.
there's others that's it's like you just shake your head.
Right, that's well that too.
Sometimes you need to shut off your mind, that's what
Yes.
those movies are great for that. Yeah, just grab a bucket of popcorn and sit back and have a good time, any last thoughts on Telegian before we move on?
Oh, when they explain their technology with the transistor thing that he supposedly made. Oh my God, I love it. supposed to be the world's smallest and most whatever it all does, but all it is like he's holding it up and it's like got like three long wires sticking out with a couple of it's like, yes, that looks high tech. That's awesome.
Like Romance Cave, yeah, with the
Yes,
bombshell.
pretty
Yeah,
much.
exactly.
Pretty
Yes,
much.
yes. Yes. Well, moving on to 1961, we have Mothra, and yes, Donnie
Mothra.
Winter is the world's greatest Mothra fan.
Who is that? What? Right?
Yes. His favorite kaiju. Donnie, I'll ask you
I've
first.
never seen this movie. I'm kidding. No, it's like promotion for the translation of Mothra, the Luminous Fairies in Mothra. It's so good. But no, I think this film is such a fascinating shift.
Yeah,
Oh,
that's
we
my
have.
back pillow.
Oh
I was
my,
gonna say,
we
we
have to
can't
shut
see
off your
it.
thing.
Kind of see it because, but your screen is
Oh,
you're sh
sorry. Oh, my bad.
Okay.
Yeah, shut off your screen and then we can see it.
And
You know,
correct me
your
if I'm wrong,
phone,
it's
your
Mothra.
background, your
Yeah, all
background.
right.
But
Oh,
correct me if I'm wrong, is
he's goddamn high tech. Sorry.
Mothra.
And
Jedi
this is
Mind.
why Heavy Metal Horror is the number one show today.
Right. But is Mothra, and
Oh,
correct
screw
me
it.
if I'm wrong, is
Whatever.
Mothra the first of female monsters in the film industry? I mean, correct, because I'm not for sure. I thought she might have been, but I didn't know for sure. I mean, because
Oh, how about the
or
other
the
Rodan or
woman.
who,
That's
whatever
right. I was
burned?
going to say that.
Right. We don't know their gender, do we? Rodan. Were they given?
It was
Yeah.
never given.
And was
Or were
Mothra
they
said to be
twin?
a female in the movie? Do they call her or call Mothra a her, Donnie?
So,
I think it's
according to,
implied, isn't
yeah, it's implied, and in the dubbing it takes liberties, but like in
it?
the novella, Mothra's the way Mothra's referred to it actually shifts from different from form to form. Like the larva, if memory serves, is referred to as he, the adult is referred to as her, and then periodically Mothra's referred
Lips.
to as like this nebulous,
Okay.
it periodically. So I think that's one interesting thing about
But
Mothra,
that's kind
but
of cool, though. I like that, though. If
yeah.
you're a god deity, yes, of being able to shift. Greek gods did that all the time. And
Oh, it
yeah,
makes
that's
sense.
cool.
If it right, because they're right. Is it as deity? Is Mothra is worshipped as a god, and as it takes on deity, but it makes perfect sense that there's this sense of fluidity and shape shifting, gender shifting, That's
Yeah.
cool.
Interesting to see the difference of how a deity kaiju acts as opposed to like a radioactive or a whatever type.
Mutant monster, yeah, art, yeah, you're right, yeah. The idea of putting those things together.
Well, and that's how this film significantly deviates from the other films, is like it focuses more on that deity aspect, but it keeps like the themes of like colonialism, like what do we do when we cross that boundary and like exerting control over another culture, right? But what I really enjoy about the film specifically is just the scale. Like Mothra is so massive,
Yes.
compared to everything else, and I
Even
just
the effects
even the effects.
were scaled up for this one to give it that
Yeah,
massive quality to it.
Mothra doesn't even have to touch a building to knock it over. Like it just exists, and there it goes.
Isn't it interesting that I mean, the fact that I think is because she is a female, that the story is kind of simplified because she's not doing the destruction just to be doing destruction. She's actually being a mother hen going after the two twins. She's going like
Right.
it's taken from her, and she's going like, okay, y'all are like I say, you just took something from me. I'm about to wreck your shit right now and get back to me what belongs to me. Like I say, a mother hen. I mean, mother, look, that's a common theme in life. Like when mothers young are taken away from them, oh, you're gonna see some batshit crazy activity, And it's kind of interesting that this kind of movie, I'm thinking if it came out later, it inspired Gorgo, maybe if it came out the same, it came out the same year, I know that, but it was the same theme where the mom comes after grabbing her child and say causing destruction, but not to destroy anything to make its point. It was
Get
like,
the baby back, right?
I'm getting my baby back, you know? And like I say, that's to me,
Baby
that
back, baby
shows
back.
the
Yeah.
love
I
of
know, I was
the
going to sing that too. Sorry,
movie.
Johnny. Go ahead, Johnny.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, you want to finish that thought, Johnny? Sorry, man.
I'm done. No, I'm done.
Okay, yeah, Billy.
A few more things I wanted to say. I don't think the main villain gets anywhere near enough credit in this film because
Nelson.
that
He
dude,
is great.
he has to
Yeah.
be one of the
Tiny
best
man.
villains in the whole Godzilla verse.
Yes.
Want
Yeah.
to call it that. I
Yes.
mean, so theatrical, and it could be looked at as, oh, over dramatic, but you know what? He did it great. And
It's perfect in the movie for what it's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
another thing, the heat ray gun, which would later become the Mazer.
I love that. Yeah, the
That
atomic heat gun. Yeah.
I wish that came back. We only saw it kind of technically one more time in Mark
Yeah.
Zero with the aliens using it. It's the same prop and kind of a, it looked like a similar visual effect, but it's like, why didn't you use that weapon against Godzilla?
Really? Where was that?
And
It's
the later Mazer model didn't really seem like it did as much, whereas that
like it
one
was
looked
watered
more
down.
destructive.
Although I did like that model better than I like the whole
But and
lifting
one
up
last
and.
thing. I think this is one of the first times in a Toho Kaiju film where we see martial arts employed by the, I can't remember the other sidekick actor's name, but
I mean, I know his dog
Oh, the
is.
comedian,
Oh,
Yes.
the bulldog. The guy called him
Bulldog, yes, that's it.
the
That dude
bulldog.
employing judo and whatever he was using there as a martial artist, I rather it was kind of funny, but I rather enjoyed that scene. And
Who knew Japanese knew this?
Oh, Frankie Sakai, right? I think that was his
Yeah,
name.
I can't remember his name, but when they do the martial arts scene, I'm like, we need more of this in kaiju films.
I
Nice.
and the idea of now
Well, then we have
see,
Kamen
let's go
Rider. Now
back
you
to
get it all. Really? Do you
the
get Kamen Rider, you
fairies
get the best of
themselves.
both.
Yeah, that's true. The
What about
peanuts or whatever, the fairies.
Yeah. Yes.
When I first saw this, I took them as being on Infant Island, which was like in the test zone of an atomic test, right? I took it as they were mutants. They were actually mutants, and they were small, telepathic, all that stuff. And and yeah, I don't know how, do they explain in the novel? Were they
The
actually
novella
just more?
does explain a little bit more, but it's still left pretty nebulous. I th
Is
the not
it?
the novella is notoriously more sparse than Godzilla and Godzilla Raids Again, and I think they did that because they wanted the film to kind of take more liberties.
Right.
But no, it does get a little ex it does get more explained in
I
the
try to, in
novella.
my mind, I'm trying to explain what, being the guardian. I almost took Mothra as a mutant also. She becomes this giant, but she's intelligent, and becomes the guardian of this island, and protecting of the, and that would explain the fairies also, their growth,
So,
And
not to spoil the
anyway.
novella too much, but there is, I'll just be vague and say that there is kind of a pseudo interdimensional aspect to
Actual
Mothra
spiritual part
and
to
the
it, yeah.
fairies, yeah.
Surprised me because I know her life cycle is like when she dies, she turns into like this golden dust and everything. So it's like I could see that spiritual motif there too.
And the mother hen thing, because she's always protecting, like in a lot of the movies, and like Mothra versus Godzilla, she like lays over top of the egg, you know, the protects it with her wings, or
Well, yeah,
she uses,
and even
she's
the
very
natives could
sacrificial.
invoke her, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, she's giving the dust of herself, or, you know, imparting her life into another
Force.
creature or whatever, for life force, you know. Yeah, it's the
Well, which
Nagari,
is like
it's
the
the flow of
female
life.
power of creation right there, you
And it's the Shinto
yeah,
Nagari,
life.
life, you know,
Yes.
life, the cycle of life, death, and rebirth. And
Yeah.
so it's all good. Yeah.
Last thing,
Mothra.
Yuji
Last thing.
Koseki's
Yeah.
score is iconic. We
It is.
cannot forget the musical
Yes.
score. It's so good.
It's
It's
Mothra.
wonderful.
It's
Yeah.
Mothra.
Yeah, everybody in the world can sing that song. You know, it's so catchy, and I, you know, sing it, and you can't unhear the peanuts.
No, you can't.
Okay, well, here might be a fun debate. Which is the better fairies, the Showa or the Heisei?
Showa. I mean, I
I'll go
do.
with Showa, but that's just who I grew up with that.
I'm just gonna say, yeah, I was gonna say the same thing to Showa. I mean, I'm saying that the Heisei doesn't have an effective tone, but if I'm like Dr. Tar, I'm like,
What about the Millennium, for that matter?
it's true.
It's okay. I
Or what
mean,
about the Mothra trilogy? I'll
I
be that
know.
person.
Yeah,
I've seen
I know. I was going to bring that trilogy up
that.
too, because those are different fairies. I like those fairies quite a lot
And Mother, I'm sorry,
in
Mother
the
looked. That's
90s
probably the best
Mothra.
Mother ever looked. That's probably the best
Okay.
Mother ever looked.
No, nothing, nowhere ever will compare to the Peanuts, obviously. But I do love the trilogy fairies because they give them different personalities and they develop the characters.
And they have
And
two different personalities or more. You know, I'm
I like
just
that there's
saying,
a fighting and the fighting and the Wicked Witch of the West kind of thing, and the Good Witch, that kind of thing, that kind of tension. And that's probably where Wicked. Nope, sorry. Sorry. Everyone borrowed from Wizard of Oz. No. But you're right, Donnie. I like those
Are we
movies in
saying
that
the
way.
Mothra trilogy is Wicked fan or the Wizard of Oz fan fiction?
You never know. That could be a
I kind of am obsessed with that.
And the Yellow Brick Road is just actually gold dust. You got to follow the path of the gold dust.
You know what? I never thought of that.
Huh.
You know
Well,
what? See,
there we
y'all.
go.
Oh my God, that's that. I never even thought of that. That's
Mind
brilliant.
blown.
Yes, right.
Billy's like, what is happening right
Hey, man,
We're getting hit
Mechagodzilla.
with epiphanies here. That's what it is.
All right, who would be Scarecrow?
Probably
Which
one of the
monster would be?
annoying kids. Oh, which monster?
Which
Okay.
monster? Which kaiju?
Which
If
kind is?
Tin Man was a Mechagodzilla, who would be Scarecrow?
Scarecrow.
Jed Jaguar?
It's kind of witty and nimble.
I would say Anguirus because Anguirus is not the most intelligent.
He is kind of goofy. If he
And
only had a
King
brain.
Caesar as the Cowardly Lion? King
Okay.
Caesar as the Cowardly
Well,
Lion,
yeah.
right?
Okay. That's just kind of a given,
That's
especially when he puts his ears up. Okay. All
Billy, I want to know
right.
your opinion. What do you think?
If we're okay, Tin Man, maybe Jet Jaguar,
Oh, okay. That's all right.
Scarecrow, maybe Anguirus, and you know what? Just like you were saying, King Caesar as the Cowardly Lion, just to see that scene of him running down the hallway and jumping through the glass. As a kid, I always cried laughing and rewound that tape till I almost broke it for that part. That would just be a funny sight with King Caesar doing
And
that.
we already have flying monkeys in a movie we're going to talk about in volume two.
Yes, one of my
Well, it's a flying lion.
faves.
Close enough.
But they
Close
had bat
enough.
people too,
It
so
did. That's right. Oh,
and big
and I.
rats.
That's right.
Oh,
But we're jumping ahead of ourselves. We have one more movie to talk about in volume one. That's 1962's Gorath.
Oh, I like this one
Yes,
too.
Gorath, which is a pure sci-fi movie. A kaiju is kind of brought in as an afterthought, as like, oh, we better put a monster in. What do you have? You got a suits around? We got a walrus. All right, that'll work. Gorath is basically like two worlds when two worlds collide. That's the same plot. We have
Basically.
a big planet asteroid kind of thing coming our way, and it's a planet killer. And how
A
do
what
we?
was it? A ultra dense star?
Neutron
Is that what
star
that?
or something? Yeah. Something
Yeah, it
like
was,
that.
which is
And
kind of, well, them itself, them saying that, you know, it's all, we couldn't see it because it's so small, but yet I that's kind of neat, especially what we know now, you know, with black
it was
hole
ahead of its
or
time in
black.
Agar. But then the solution also shows, the
I
silliness
love
of
it.
its time.
Yes,
Yeah.
yes.
What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? How are we gonna move the Earth
Well,
out
all
of the
we could do
path?
is just move the earth.
Yeah, but then that raises a whole bunch of questions. We put ourselves out of orbit. Where the hell are we going now?
Right. And we're eventually gonna like crash in the sun or burn up way before that. And like, now how long is the year
But
now? Like, when's my birthday? When's Christmas?
that led to some of the coolest special effects ever, though, I thought, when they're
Oh
building
yeah.
that stuff.
Because I was going
Oh
to say the budget
yeah.
on here was a lot higher at the time for these effects. I mean, these are, and the funny thing is they run the gamut. They've done all the spaceships, they did everything on land, and then they had these incredible water effects. It's like, I mean that's why I say Gorath is
But you
huge.
could
That's
see where they kind of stole it from what was that, Things to Come?
Yeah.
You know, when they were building their underground city and structure and stuff like that, you could see the same kind of machinery, I guess, machine. But anyway, I love that stuff. I think that was so cool. The super
Yeah,
science. I
that
think that's
set.
really cool.
That set was so beautiful. And I'm like, oh my God, I could just sit and make that like a video, like a 2 hour like relaxation video, just that set and watching all the things kind of moving around. Like that's my ASMR right there, you know? No, I love that set.
And of course, the kaiju Magma,
Agama.
he's only in there for a few minutes, maybe not that long, but he's effective. And they said they wanted to bring him back for Destroy
Destroy
All
All
Monsters,
Monsters.
but
Oh,
didn't.
really?
Yeah,
There was no reason to put that thing in there.
I mean, he's
There
a
was no
big
reason.
ass walrus. What would you go put him in for? You
Oh,
know
that kind. I've not seen this film,
what
full
I'm
disclosure.
saying? Oh,
So I was
okay.
like,
Yeah,
"Oh,
he's a
yeah."
walrus.
He
He's
wakes up and they immediately slice him up with lasers.
I will say this.
Everyone gets to eat.
I will say
No,
this. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
man, go ahead.
That this is probably, even though he didn't have a lot of screen time, I would have to argue that this is the scariest looking Showa kaiju because those eyes.
What? Yes,
Those
those
eyes.
white eyes. Kind of a mirroring of GMK Godzilla, you know, the white
It
eyes.
might.
It worked better with Magma than it did the GMK Godzilla for me because
Oh, really? I
I
love that suit design. I really like I like those soulless eyes. They're creepy.
We've had this
So do
discussion
you think
before.
this was the inspiration for Tusk?
What? I'm sorry, what?
Oh, yeah,
Do you
maybe.
think this was the inspiration for Tusk?
Could have been, for all we know.
Oh, that's great. Well, the Magma
I'm
stuff was cut
sorry.
out of the American version. It wasn't until
Yes.
the Japanese versions came back out that you finally get to see it.
It's so goofy. The way he's
Yeah.
crawling around.
Yeah, it's totally
If
not
they would have
necessary.
put, I think if they would have filled it out so it kind of looked like a walrus instead
Well, it's a
of.
giant. I mean, he doesn't have to eat. It's so big. Come
He
on.
hasn't eaten in a while.
That's right. You woke him up. He's been hibernating.
I think it would have been cool if they had included him in Destroy All Monsters. Just, I don't know if they would have included him in the fight, but it would have been funny to see him wobbling over to King Ghidorah.
He would have been like Varan, Baragon, he's just sitting in the background. It's like, hey, oh,
Clapping.
check out
Oh,
these.
yeah.
Yes,
They need
exactly.
him. They should have
In
included
Final
all three
Wars,
characters in that fight.
it would have been funny in Final Wars with the, you know, waking up Godzilla in the Antarctic. Anyway, yeah, he wakes up next to him or whatever, immediately gets destroyed. But anyway, just. Hey,
Oh,
was that? Oh, I
go back
don't
to sleep.
know. Yeah, it's a fun movie.
Yeah.
The set's gorgeous. It's and we we've seen this kind of motif in other films, but just pushing the earth. Oh, it's great. I love it. I
I,
love
yeah,
it.
that's true. That scene where you see the actual rocket engines going, and it's moving. It's like, okay.
We're pushing the earth now. Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
Oh,
it's great.
okay. So they use all the nuclear material to do this. How about going back now?
Yeah, did we just solve world peace doing this too?
Well, for
I
about 2 weeks.
don't
In about two
know.
weeks. It'll last. Yeah, not very long. Oh, well,
And
hey,
suddenly we
kids.
bump into Mars. Sorry.
That's
It's
right.
just.
That is the end of part one of our discussion of the Toho non-Godzilla movies. And before we get out of here, I want to make sure everyone gets a chance to tell everybody where we can find you. So, Jedi Granville, tell us about your channel. Where can we find you?
Yes, my channel is called Jedi Granville Productions, and you can find it on YouTube channel. And like I say, I do pretty much kaiju related or anything, you know, just fun stuff, you know, off the top of my head, you know, I mean, because I'm hoping, like I say, have a return of you, Billy Boys, and maybe hopefully Don Winter, you know, could join me talking about some cool kaiju stuff, you know, whatever, you
Yeah.
know. But it goes, like I say, I do all kinds of things, you know, on there because
Yeah.
it's like I'm what you call very unorthodox. I'm someone who does stuff that's all over the place, but that's where you can find me at, and that's what it's called.
Excellent. All right, Donnie, where can we find your poetry, your books?
Well, you can find my books on Amazon. If you hate Amazon like I do, which is sadly the only place my publisher publishes, you can buy them
Ironic.
directly from me. You can buy them directly from me. But you can also find me on YouTube. I have a podcast, well, a live video cast, but I call it a podcast. It's called Growing Up with Godzilla. It's in its fifth season right now. Feel free to come watch me nerd out with people about how they've grown up with Godzilla and their favorites and so on and so forth. You can also find me on Instagram.
All right. It's a wonderful podcast. Yes. And that's how Johnny and I met, via podcast. That's right.
Yes, that is how we
Yeah, through a
met.
mutual friend. That's right. And it's been just a wonderful time. Wonderful time since. Billy DeBose, where can we see Godzilla Battle Royale?
Just Rockstar BD82 on YouTube. I haven't been doing much lately. I've been a little unmotivated, admittedly, but it's still there. And thankfully, YouTube hasn't taken it down again yet. There's also Facebook GBR's page, but I haven't really been on there lately. So it's there if you want to go.
All right. And Dr. Tarr, where can we find you?
Apparently, I've been with you a lot, so.
That's right.
Anyway, Unsane Radio. And hopefully some new Tar and Feather stuff coming soon.
Yes.
We'll see.
I predict Criswell predicts an episode of Tar and Feather on Unsane Radio about Night of the Ghouls. Yes, my predict. Coming soon. All right. Hey, you can find Heavy Metal Horror on unsaneradio.com. Listen to full episodes or download to your device. You can find us on Facebook, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast, on Instagram under Montag Lewis, one word, our YouTube page, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. If you're watching, that's where you're at. Don't forget to hit the like, subscribe button. And if you know someone who would like our show, tell them about us. This has been Montag, Master of Illusion. Okay, everybody, bring up the horns. And you've been watching. And listening to, okay, here we go. Heavy Metal Horror.
This is Doug Helbring, and you have been listening to Heavy Metal Horror, the best podcast that you've never heard before.